think there's one last question I'd like to ask you, whether you feel that Burnside equipped you adequately to cope in the outside world.
I don't really think so. Things could have been a bit better as far as that is concerned, because we led such a sheltered life up here, and being only allowed to go out with any family, say one day every 6 weeks, it left a terrible lot to be desired. I know in my own case, when I was looking for a job, it was very difficult to find my way around the city area. And having a tongue in my head, I asked bushmen's where certain places were, and I found my way around them, but we're very shy. And I believe that is probably one reason why lots of the boys and girls got married very early, because they sort of lost the companionship. So 30-odd people, and you're sort of out on your own, which was difficult to adjust to, first of all, where if you needed anything, you knew exactly what you could do to get it. You had other people to go and speak to, but going out by yourself like that, I think it was very difficult for a while to adjust to.
Yes, you obviously, once you left inside, it was a complete break by the sounds
of it. It was a complete break away altogether. It was being thrown into a world that you knew very little about.
Yes.
And that's the only drawback that I can ever find, but of course it didn't prepare you very well for what you're going to find outside.
No. Do you think in the long run perhaps you learnt that self-reliance
I think so.
And other qualities that in the long run did serve you well.
For sure, you learnt a terrible lot here when you were alive in any way, and I think there's a lot of other kids too. I've never had any regrets by coming through here, and I think they prepared me really to be able to cope outside. You become self-reliant on being able to do things where you were taught everything inside that you knew. You knew how to cook, you knew how to do all the housework, you knew what hygiene was, and you knew how to look after yourself as far as that's concerned. And it was a good upbringing. I've got no regrets whatsoever. And I think I speak for a lot of you, in my time anyway, that was here, but no regrets at all by being up here.